This is a production of Cornell University.
GPSA meeting, April 7th, 2008.
Okay, so we'll call this meeting to order. This is the last Council of Representatives meeting of the academic year. Congratulations for making it through. My name is Michelle Leinfelder, and I'm the Vice President of the GPSA. And on my sides are Amy Richter, Secretary, and UU President. And so we're going to go right into open forum. We've got some important business to cover later on, so we want to make sure we have plenty of time for that. Do we have any announcements for open forum? This is where you can bring up items that are not on the agenda. Here.
So the GPSA is finally decided on its big funding day. This means it is the day where we meet and we need volunteer help to decide over graduate group application funding. As a reminder for everyone, the application is due tomorrow. I think it's at midnight, but you better check the website. So if you have student organizations in your field and you know that they may not have gotten the deadline or they may not know about it, you may want to remind them of them. Okay. I will pass around a sign-up sheet, and we would really appreciate your help in deciding how to allocate the funding. The way this is going to work is we're going to give a short introduction on what the rules are in case you don't know them. There will be grants provided, and then we will split up into small groups and allocate the funding. So in every small group, there will be a member of the FC so that you can raise your opinion, you can discuss it, but there will be someone to guide the discussion and who knows what the rules actually are. So I will pass this around, and we would really greatly appreciate the help.
What's the date again?
April 13th.
You might want to read that quick. Sorry. There was an email sent out by the FC chair about 20 minutes ago that just changed the deadline that I was just browsing through.
Oh.
So.
The deadline for summer funding, though.
That's the deadline for summer funding, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
All right, can we move on for a second?
Sure. We'll go back to this in a minute. Do we have other items for open forum? Brainy.
Actually, so my student organization actually had a question about GPSA's summer funding and how it was really complicated this year and didn't clear what was required. I think it's clear what it did now. But we were wondering if any teachers do something like include summer funding as part of the regular funding, a separate category, regular yearly funding. And part of the reason we're doing two of them is because grad students are here through the summer, and so actually most organizations are fairly active, at least among them are here. And so we were wondering if you could, instead of making it a separate thing, could actually include this as part of the regular funding.
Do we have a comment?
Yeah, I can respond to that. Currently, based on the bylaws, it is allocated separately, but if you wanted that change, you could you'd have to bring that to the funding policy committee, or the funding policy committee creates the bylaws for the finance commission, and that could be voted on by the GPSA as a whole. But it would change that funding policy committee.
Yeah, I guess one question I have for everyone is, are there other organizations that would want have
more funding for more into it, but yeah, I know Amplify, but because we're also year long, we have a big facility, and that sometimes at the end of fall, end of spring semester, sometimes during summer, so it's kind of hard to know if you have to get funding just for the summer for that.
I would like to make you clarify, do you want to have the funding allocated during the summer, or you want to allocate during just the academic year, but...
We don't really know if
the major difficulty is that whether the school extend the whole funding cycle through the summer, roll over funding, or something. Right now, it's still separate, even though we don't really hear that. I think the major difficulty is the FC doesn't exist over summer. In fact, GPSA doesn't function over the summer, so there will be no one to review all the applications, and the Office of Assemblies will not process all the money issue over the summer. So in any case, you have to wait until the fall. And this summer funding doesn't exist early on. We just realized the need for summer funding last year, and we added that. So over the time, maybe we can ask the exec committee to act as FC members to approve funding over the summer or recruit someone over the summer, but otherwise we don't really have people to allocate them.
Yaron, did you want to follow up?
Yes. I also just want to say, I mean, I think this is something for next year's assembly to look into, and I think I agree with you that this artificial distinction between summer and academic year, I mean, it doesn't seem that artificial, but for most of the sciences, it's continuous, so you hear it all the time anyhow, so it doesn't make much sense. If I read this email correctly, what Leon has decided to do in a sort of ad hoc way is to have both deadlines on the same day. So now that would imply, if I read this email correctly, that the application deadline for next year's annual budget and the summer funding deadline would be on April 22nd, and it would postpone the funding day to April 27th. So, that certainly does not, you know, solve that problem, because you would still have to hand in two different applications. But I think it's a topic for next year's assembly.
Rebecca, did you have a comment?
I was just going to say that I remember some of these concerns coming up when we discussed it last year about, since the university fiscal year, I think also included.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'd have to dig into the article to figure out exactly what he said, but I remember it was discussed.
And there's one other thing. Part of the reason that this delay is going on is there have been several groups who have not received any FC deadline notifications at all. So if you know of groups that haven't received any notifications, please pass those on to either Yearn or myself, because we're trying to figure out whether it's a listserv problem or what's going on.
Where the break in communication happened. We understand there's been a break in communication so that some groups didn't get all the information.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to make sure that the information is getting out. And it sounds like things may be changing. So, Yearn, could you send an email to GPSA DAS members?
Yeah, sure.
With the new information?
I would still like to pass the sheet around because it's the last time we meet. I have changed the date to April 27th now. I hope that is the last. Let's just go with that for now, and everyone who's on that email list here, I will send an email to with the fixed final date. So don't consider the term commitment.
That's a Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Okay. Any more comments on this item of business? Okay. Do we have anything else for open forum? Is Deirdre here? I was hoping.
Oh, grad?
Yeah. Can we get an update or a recap of grad ball? Oh, sorry. Yeah, Rebecca.
Well, I've been talking with people in my field the day after and before trying to get myself. And they said they really enjoyed it. They liked the food. They did have the only minor complaint they had was about the wine from the drink.
Right.
I think, yeah, both. I just figured I'd bring it up. You were lucky.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to give a round of applause to Grisha and to the events committee, because it really was a great It's definitely not an easy event to plan, and so you guys did a great job, and so thanks to everybody who was involved. Okay, any other items for open forum? Seeing none, we'll move into executive updates, and I'll hand it over to you.
Okay, first of all, I will distribute some posters. This is still for graduate housing. So you just bring this back to your department and post it at somewhere that everybody will see. If there are extras, either you can take multiple ones if there are multiple bulletin boards in your department, or you can just come back to us and we will put them into bigger bounds. Second of all, at next assembly meeting, we will have the election for officers, and we will have a reception afterwards to recognize the contribution of the core and the assembly members, and we will have an award given reception. Awards usually are nominated by members to other members or other administrators that you thought has significantly contributed to DPSA over the year. And it can be any title, it can be funny, it can be formal. So just send email to dpsa@cornell.edu with your nomination and people who you want to nominate. And at the reception, we will announce them and give you a paper recognition, or give the person being nominated a paper recognition. I think core members are also welcome. Yeah. Especially some of the officers' seats are open for core members. You don't have to be an assembly member to run, so you should check those out. We will send out subsequent emails about it. Just don't forget the email address is gpsa@cornell.edu for nomination.
Yeah, so even though this is the last council meeting, and the next meeting that we have is technically an assembly meeting, everybody's welcome to come because we will have the party afterward, and because, like you said, some of the chairperson's seats for next year are open to council members, not just assembly members. Okay? Yeah, for example, events chair, advocacy chair, those sorts of things. Okay? So I'll move into just a couple things. I wasn't at the last assembly meeting, so I didn't get to recap on the leadership workshop we had in March. And we had kind of a small turnout. I know it was a busy time and spring break was fast approaching. But I think it was a pretty good success. I got feedback from people thanks to all of you for filling out the feedback form. I guess the comments that I got, most people thought it was useful. There was a comment about how in the future we should ask for topic ideas, which I thought I had, but we'll make sure we do that in the future. Somebody else recommended that we hold something like that at the beginning of the year, because maybe it would help bring the group together, so that's certainly a good recommendation. And then what I had asked the guest speaker who was leading the workshop to do was kind of make it more career focused, because I thought that that would be more applicable to us as we move out of our graduate student status. But then somebody actually made the comment that they would have liked to have seen it be more GPSA focused, like how can we become leaders within the GPSA. So those are all things that we'll consider, and hopefully we can do something like that again next year. I thought it was good. I thought the people that came got something out of it. So thanks to everybody who attended. And then the other thing I want to announce is that we're going to have another grad night out down at Felicia's. We held one in the fall, and they contacted us. They want to hold another one. So that's going to be April 24th down at Felicia's, which is on State Street. And I'll get posters and things to email out and print out and hang up and all that good stuff. So more information to come on that. But I think it was from like 9 to 1 a.m. It's on a Thursday, and it's just a time to go out and have a drink. They have cheaper prices or something. So it's just a social event, basically, but hopefully you guys can all come out. Amy. Oh, comment. Sorry.
We set a limit, don't we?
No, I don't think so. But they open up the side. Yes, it is kind of small. They opened up the side alley. And people kind of come and go, so it didn't seem to be an issue in the fall, but I don't know, let's make it happen. Let's make it an issue. Come out in droves. Okay? Now, Amy.
Let's So the only thing that I've left is for, so most of you have heard the DCI, and we've been talking about it. The working group is still continuing to meet. However, a couple of the members are moving on to things such as graduation and attempting to graduate in a reasonable time frame. So we're actually looking for 2 to 3 people to serve on the working group for the next year or two. So if you're interested, please contact us. We're going to do a similar committee application form process type of thing, since they have asked for new names for those particular positions.
By the way, the time you need to put in is no more than once or twice per year, because I don't think CCI will meet that frequent. So it most likely will not be a huge demand on your time. But you should be involved in GPSA because they want input from GPSA participants or leadership.
Yeah, and if you have any questions on that committee, feel free to talk to me or talk to UU, because we've been involved, and it's a good way to make sure that we're still getting our feedback to the committee as they make some of these big decisions. Okay?
And by addition, I think you have chance to meet very high-level administrators, such as Vice President of Susan Murphy and Dean of Graduate School and Dean of Students, and all the important people who are directly related to graduate student life. So this is a good opportunity to get into the functions of university.
Okay. Any questions or comments about the things we've brought up? Okay. Then we will move on to our question and answer session. So I've asked all the candidates who are running for the graduate or professional student seat for the Board of Trustees to come this evening and speak to us. And this is basically just a way for us to find out why they're running, what their platform is, and it's a way for us to communicate back to our fields and get more graduate and professional students voting for the trustee seat. This is new that we're getting our own graduate professional student seat. This happened, what, 2 years ago, Kate? The vote was just last year. Okay. And so it's really, it's an honor that we have this seat dedicated specifically for graduate and professional students. And so I want to make sure you guys really get out there and tell your friends to vote. That'll be on April 14th, 15th, and 16th. But without further ado, let's move right into the question and answer session. This is not a debate, so I've already asked the candidates not to direct comments or questions to one another. This is for us to ask questions of them. And just so that we can stay on schedule with the other things that we need to cover, please limit your questions to 30 seconds. Candidates, limit your answers to 2 minutes. And if there's questions, should be relevant for all the candidates, unless it's a point of clarification, and then you can direct one of the candidates specifically. So we're going to start off with just a brief introduction from each of the candidates, and we'll start in alphabetical order. All their names are on the list on your agenda. So Sean, would you like to give us an introduction? Whatever you feel comfortable with.
The vision to make changes in the university. So I'm like, after I came to Cornell, I actually worked in all kinds of with the more knowledge about Cornell, I have like a very deep feelings about Cornell. First, I'm very proud of her, like we have the best vocal school, the best vocal school, our cultural school, and the distinguished engineering school in the world, and our distinguished engineering research is one of the best in the country. However, there are several problems that we need to address. That, for example, the funding for the students are not as active as the other universities offer.
15 seconds.
Okay. And like career stories and like academic department are so like diversified, and that it does not perform as it could be. So like that's the reason I ran for the trustee position, and I really want to make changes to it and make Cornell better.
Thank you. Time. So I will be a taskmaster, sorry, hopefully, or a time taskmaster. But I just want to make sure that we have plenty of time to ask questions of all of you. So next, I'm not sure if I'm going to say all the names correctly, but Xiao Xiao, am I saying that correctly? Thank you for coming. Open it up to questions from the floor. Mario.
What are some of the new ideas or initiatives that you would bring, that each one of you would bring to the trustees as a trustee rep?
Okay, so we'll go in reverse alphabetical order now. So Mike, do you mind starting?
Mario, that's a hard question to answer because I think I'd like to take a lot of old ideas, ideas that we have been working on for a while through the board. Most importantly and foremost, the Graduate Community Initiative, which I worked hard last year to ensure represented all the different constituencies of the graduate and professional student body here at Cornell. We have done a great job in showing it with showing what we want to the administration. I think we need to take it to the next level and show it to the Board of Trustees. In addition, a lot of the work I've done on the sustainability level, sustainability issues such as the President's Climate Commitment and advocating more student involvement in developing NL's sustainability action plan. The Board of Trustees needs to understand that sustainability is a high priority for Cornell students. I think it's about time to go start focusing our building on being not only LEED Silver certified as we promised, but also LEED Gold. I want to make sure that everyone feels a part of the Cornell community. I know that's a really hard and difficult thing to do with graduate students. It's something I really want to push for. I want to connect as many students as possible to make sure they feel that they are at home at Cornell.
Whitney.
I just wanted to clarify one point, although we're only a grad student selection, the representative represents the entire student body. So I would want to make sure I focus on things that involve grad students, but also the other students. And I think the biggest problem Cornell's facing right now is that there's a real safety issue going on. I think there's been a much higher rate of crime, break-ins, attacks. And I think that's something Cornell needs to pay more attention to. And I think they've done a lot of good stuff with the text message system, the emergency emails, but I know a lot of people are getting text messages 2 days later, and that's sort of a little late. I'd like to see more advances on that thing.
Great. And
Shao Shao? I'd like to clarify one other thing. The trustee position is just the one member of the trustee board. It's a collective authority. So we as a trustee member, the individual does not have authority. But I do have an opinion. I think the first most important thing is that we should get better fundraising. That is to say, everything is based on the, everything we can do is based on how much money we have. If we want to have a more graduate scholarship or awards, we have to get more money. And, one issue for responsiveness is, we should have graduate students more involved in the Cornell community. So after the graduate student graduates from Cornell, he or she would like to donate to the graduate scholarship or award. And I'd also like to bring up the students' notion to we should choose a more eco-friendly campus. I know we are doing great, really, on recycling, but the thing is, if you can use light. We can use that plastic in the dining hall, or we can use the jet energy and I would also like to suggest we should have more diversified campus culture. Each group, ethnic group, or student group should have their voice being heard. And those are the issues I have to address.
Okay, Sean, same question.
I think first is the better career story. Because as most of you know, that the American economy is declining. More and more graduate students can see that it's difficult for them to find a job. And I think this is a very important issue, good practice is college, not only by the research and teaching, but also by the job market. That is, say, I graduated from Ivy, but I still cannot find a job, then it is a stigma. So I think it's the first and most important thing is to, have a better career service. Another very, very important thing is the financial support. Financial support for graduate students. There are fewer 8% of graduate PhD students are without any financial support on campus. And master students, this percentage is much higher. And their tuition is low of without control. And so a lot of private students are still in poverty. And this is one of the main things I think we need to address. The third thing is like the student life. Like in all areas, we are only in school. You will pay to get on a school bus. And I think that that is not convenient because like we have a much larger presence than the other schools. And public transportation is very essential for especially for graduate students, because many of us live far away from the campus. So I think like things like this need to be changed immediately and to
15 seconds. Yearn has the next question, and we'll go in the order of Xiao Xiao, Whitney, Mike, Sean.
My question regards the Graduate Student Center. Last year, it was closed for a little while, and maybe some of you know, I presented a resolution to the GCSA asking for it, for a proper plan to be developed. And my impression is that the trustee is the one position who is, was the one person who is in the best position to actually advocate this to the Board of Trustees, to the highest level in university government. So I would like to hear from you how much importance you address to this issue of the Graduate Student Center, and how you think about maybe helping us getting something bigger than the bigger fine.
The
captions
that have
housed
the Graduate Student Center is how we can address this issue on the trustee board.
How you can address it?
Whitney?
The Board of Trustees has one of the committees, one of which is the Building Committee, which sort of plans what's happening when. And I think it's really clear then how important Willow Street is to the undergrads, and I think we should definitely point out that other grad students in their own community, or maybe something have to live out of, or sort of have the other main events. And I think it's pretty clear that this is overlooked by the fact that they're going to have some of the issues.
Do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, I mean, so I agree with your assessment, so the question now is, how do you think about going for
this? I think the best thing to do is point out to them that they're really not sufficient for what the graduate is going to be.
Okay, and then they say yes, and then?
To be honest, as one member of the board, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, Mike.
I saw that this was an issue last year, and I made sure that it was a central issue in the a central point in the Graduate Community Initiative. In addition, during the Campus Master Planning meeting, I made sure that not only the Graduate and Professional Student Center would be dealt with in the Comprehensive Master Plan, but also places like Graduate Student Housing, Daycare Center, stuff that's very important to graduate students. So I've been, this has been an important issue for me for a long time. As to how to go about it, I think the answer is beer. And I think it's inviting the board even more often to the Big Red Barn and just saying this is our home. It's bursting at the seams every Friday. It's booked, three times more than its capacity. Last week I saw the Vice President of Facility Services, Qi Wang, who I've worked with on the President's Climate and Commitment Implementation Committee. He reports directly to the Zoning and Property Committee. Michelle and I have been here with Q for a little while and just talked to him, told him about our needs and our desires to graduate and Professional Student Center, and he was enthusiastic. He really wanted to support us and move along and try and help the Big Red Barn meet our needs right now, but see if we can find another place in the future.
And Sean.
Sense of community is very important for the graduate students. In fact, at first, I was a little hesitant about it because I myself have a very strong graduate student community, but at first somebody else with another alternative issue that is because the people is also for graduate students, not only for undergraduate students, although most of the people they think it's only for undergraduate students. So they suggested that we can combine them together and create a huge sense of the Cornell community. But later I asked my friends and all kinds of different people about their opinions. After I met people's opinion, I feel there is a strong of the graduate community and about the cultural, psychological thing. So I personally am very supportive of this idea that to maintain and expand the bigger vibe to give our graduate students a very comfortable environment that we can perform.
But then to follow up, what will you do as a trustee to do that?
I'll address this to them and make them know that there's a sense of graduate community. Because most of the trustees are graduates from Cornell as undergraduate students. So a lot of them are not quite familiar with this kind of thing. So it is my responsibility to convey this information where I get from the members of the graduate students. It is my responsibility to be the bridge from the former graduate students and the trustee board. I tell them the sense is there. You cannot deny it, and it's very, very important.
Okay, great. Other questions? You, and we'll go in the order of Whitney, Mike, Sean, Xiao Xiao.
Okay, all of us know this position will take 2 years out of your study. It's challenging for both professional students as well as for PhD students, and we want to make sure our graduate trustee to both do a great job for our student community as well as graduate with satisfying academic records so that they become good example for later people who pursue this position. So how will you manage your balance between serving responsibility as a trustee as well as your academic career?
That's a good question. I think time management is an important skill with everyone. When I was an undergrad here, I was really active in the sailing team as a practice. We have 3 days a week, we're traveling a lot on weekends, so I sort of have too much time now that I'm not going before. And I think it's nice to do something outside of the classroom. I think it really completes the educational experience.
Hi.
Well, I think I'm going to try and keep doing what I've been doing, and that's just working on time management. I just finished my exam, just wrote out the campaign this week. I'm ready to go for this position. And I'm also serving as a graduate resident fellow in Hans Beta House. I get those 3 a.m. phone calls. I'm stepping down from that position next year. I'm going to have a lot more free time on my hands. Fortunately, the trustee position, unlike the President of the United States and the graduate resident fellow position, does not require you to answer 3 a.m. phone calls.
My other position is combine them together because my neighbor is a part of the management. So, in fact, this and the running of the university can be somewhat mutually beneficial with each other because, the knowledge I studied from public strategy and popular institution or something can be beneficial to my trustee position, and also the position is also beneficial to my studies in this area. So I think they are mutually help each other.
And Chao Xiao?
This is the only position I'm
pursue all kinds of studies. So I did several times, like 4 years, 3 times, to get both teachers. And also in the first year, and I guess most health and accessibility.
Amy had a follow-up on the same question.
I have a follow-up for all of you. So for the PhD students, my question is what kind of support do you have from your advisors and or departments? And since Whitney is our lone professional student, my phrase of that would be, how do you think this will fit in with the structure of the next 2 years of the law program in terms of internships and structure support? So
we'll go in the same order, I suppose. Would you mind starting, Whitney?
Sure. I mean, the professional school that you're related to, the other ones, and that we usually make campus for the summer to do internships. But the Board of Trustees doesn't meet in the middle of the summer in Ithaca. I think it's really easy to fit it in the academic calendar. I'm not sure how
to apply that. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the structure of it, because I know that sometimes students take off for an entire semester or something like that. And
I don't think it would be a problem. I'm not my undergrad semester, but I did an undergrad, and I
that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Mike?
Yes. Can I just add to something that you're saying? Going back to the point that this is a new rule that we instituted this year, but students who have the citizen not go along. So you must be in residence at any of the campus. I think we made like this law or something in the media, but you have to be on any of the campus for 2 years.
Okay, I'm a PhD student in the science and engineering program, so I'm here all the time. Five-year program, so I'm expecting to be here until May 2010. I think the summer is a great time to get stuff done at the university. I've done a lot of good stuff over the past 2 summers, both in terms of GPSA work and just having fun. In addition, to answer more specifically Amy's question, I've received the full support of my advisor and my department. I met with my department chair today, and he's all behind me.
Great. Sean.
So like my advisor and the department also very important because my advisor thinks this is beneficial for my research.
Okay. And Shasha.
My advisor and sister also always supported to our interests or our activities, and they think it's a good opportunity for you to represent the interests of all.
Do we have any more questions? I thought I saw him.
I have an undergrad student, Nancy, and she says that I don't have good understanding of undergraduate ethics because they have very different needs from professional graduate school people. You know, we're self differently because of the support structure. They have housing issues, parking issues, tuition issues, athletic facilities issues, and, academic issues. My question for you, candidates, is do you think a statement is fair? And the other statement to me was that I see one girl and one guy, and the guy feels very safe and happy. The girl doesn't. Are women underrepresented? Are women need to be underrepresented on campus?
Okay, so for order, we'll start with Sean, Mike, Shao, Whitney.
The first question is that whether graduate students can have the full understanding of them in life.
I guess what I'm asking the candidates is what do you all these experiences you think you have that would make you sensitive to the needs of both professional students but also undergraduate students of the majority of the
students? Like 2 years ago, I served in the Cornell Summer College, and I had a lot of high school friends at that time. And so 1 year later, they came to Cornell and pursued their studies, but a lot of them finally rejected Cornell's mission because they did not have enough financial support to other universities. So that's
Thank you.
graduates in 1980, and some of them get away in the air conditioned during this last year. And this day, the library saying they are selected to wait in certain duties, such as the mess. They have to wait in the long line in front of the building, and at that time of year, and get to wait in that building. And this is not fair. And the third one is they have so much weight pressure probably, and that is why I oppose to have their median day on their test script. This will intensely increase their pressure for weight, and since they have so much pressure for weight, they will less enjoy the life on campus. And regarding the ticket issues, I would like to promote a free ticket ride after a certain hour.
15 seconds.
To drive the women students back to the dorm. Especially for the fine students, they have to work late. So it might be.
I think the undergrads are definitely facing a set of issues with the grad students. I remember being freshman here, I was the first class to take up on North Campus because I think it was a great idea, the North Campus Initiative, and I think they're doing good things with the West Campus Initiative. But I think something that we need to remember is a lot of the freshmen are facing, they're leaving home for the first time, as they get, their sophomore year, they're moving to their first apartment, their first house, and I think a lot of that stuff is really overwhelming at Cornell because it's so big. I was really fortunate when I was a freshman, my older sister was a senior here, and it was so different to have somebody who knew what was going on and to see more support for the undergrad. And to your second issue, I definitely think women are facing different issues than men. I think a big part of the security concerns are girls think that they're perfectly safe enough, I guess, that they're sort of in the middle of nowhere, and it's just not that safe. So they really need to be aware of what's going on.
Okay. So we have some other, we have elections to take care of, so I think what I'm going to do is allow each candidate one more minute to say anything that maybe you didn't get a chance to say, and then I ask if you guys are more than welcome to stay for the rest of our meeting and talk to some of the folks afterwards. I welcome you to do that. I ask that you not maybe pass out anything or do any sort of campaigning until after our meeting has been adjourned, just because we do have business to cover. And then I welcome all the members here. You have the bios. I sent those in the reminder email, so please send those out to the people in your field and get the word out to vote. And so we'll start with Sean. One last minute to say anything you want to say.
Before I discuss with my friend Nelson here, I did a paper, and at that time I studied a lot of economic analysis education knowledge and all kinds of knowledge about the trend of the higher education and all kinds of things. But it was the most inspiring is that these things are important, but these are not the most important. The most important thing that can make you a good educator in the future is first, love. And I think this was very important for me to make judgment in the future, the things I had known.
15 seconds.
The things I will learn.
Great. Sasha?
All of them have the same big picture here. We all want to improve Cornell to make it more better. But my point is we should get on to specific issues and solve problems one to one. No matter how trivial the trustee should pay attention to it and to work with some student groups or organizations on campus to solve the issue together. Now, we should do something instead.
Okay.
Whitney? I just want to thank her for having me. I have time to email me.
And your email?
WPT6.
Okay. And Mike?
The 2002 graduate student body at Cornell faced a decision, and that decision was whether or not to unionize. The graduate student body overwhelmingly rejected unionization in support of representing ourselves. And
since then we've come a long way. You know, a couple of years ago, Governor Rotondo was the first graduate student in a long time to be elected to the Board of Trustees, and then now, and then we got our own seat. And though I'll agree with the other, my other candidates in that the trustee position does not represent a specific constituency, I think this is our first opportunity to really address graduate and professional student issues here at Cornell. And I think this is a great opportunity. Past four elections have been decided by graduate and professional students. This one will be no different.
15 seconds.
Please check out my website, www.votemikewalsh.com. Thanks.
Okay. So, to all the candidates, thank you very much for coming. And thanks, everyone here, for asking questions and listening, and again, get the word out to your constituents. So next, we're going to move into, oh, Connor.
I have a quick question. Yep. When is the election
held?
I don't know if I missed.
Okay. April 14th, 15th, and 16th. Voting is online. Maybe I should have Amy O'Donnell make this announcement.
8 a.m. on the 14th until 10 a.m. on the 16th, and you'll get an email message on how to vote. It'll be really important.
Okay. So, elections. We're going to move into elections for next year's assembly seats. So basically, anybody who has a little green placard in front of them, they're the voting members of the assembly this year. And any council member or assembly member may run for an assembly seat for next year. And the way we do this is we break into caucuses for the physical sciences, biological sciences, social sciences, and humanities. And we're going to have somebody leading each one of the caucuses. And so I guess we'll kind of break up into, maybe we'll have physical sciences out here. There's a table. And I think Mike is going to lead that caucus. So if you're physical sciences, you'll go there. Let's say if you're social sciences, you'll meet in that back corner, and UU is leading that caucus. Biological sciences, let's meet here. And I don't think I asked anyone yet. Is Dennis here? Dennis, would you mind leading that caucus? Great. And humanities, how about you guys meet in the front lobby? And Amy Knapp is going to lead that caucus. So basically, this is a time, if you want to run for a seat, nominate yourself, have someone nominate you, questions and answers, and then the person in charge of your caucus will be handing out ballots, you vote. And the number of seats that each group gets is on your agenda, so 4433. And we'll meet back here in, let's say, 15, 20 minutes. Yes. Okay, we're going to call the meeting back to order, and I'm going to ask that each leader of the caucuses announce who will be on the assembly, and then we have some at-large seats because we didn't have anybody from the humanities fund. So first, Dennis, biological sciences.
So the representative for biological sciences next year will be Stella Langfelder, Jane Prideau,
okay. Mike, physical sciences?
I'm going to stay with it. My last official action on the GPSA. I think this might be my last official action on the GPSA. Madam President, I am pleased to announce the newly elected members of the Physical Science Caucus. Freshens from Civil Environmental Engineering. Amy from the Department of Chemistry. Greeny from the Department of Astronomy. And Nora from the Department of Physics.
Wait, who was the first one I didn't hear? Sorry.
Freshens.
Oh, great. Okay. And and Yu from the social sciences.
Social science representatives will be Deandra, Mario, Tamara, and Asha.
Great.
Congratulations.
Excellent. All right. So we do have three at-large seats because we didn't have anyone from the humanities either able to run or didn't care to run, and so we will open up nominations for those three at-large seats.
Can I ask a procedural question?
Sure.
So we elect those three master seats in the fall.
Two master seats in the fall? Yes.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, you had one of those seats.
Yes.
So does that mean that those seats by definition cannot, like now those seats are vacant? So those seats are never part of electing the president, et cetera, of the GPSA?
Correct.
Okay.
That's to allow first-year master's students who are only here for 2 years to actually have the opportunity to be a member of the assembly.
Well, one is for an MN specifically, and they only have 1 year anyway. So, which was Dennis last year. So, Brian. Okay, great. So we have Brian Forrest, if you want to accept the nomination.
Yes. Unless we extend the meeting to 7:15.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Brandy? Okay. Rebecca, do you accept? Great. And Preston? Dave?
I respect
you. Okay. Do we have any other nominations?
Yeah. I nominate Dog.
Who's Dog?
Sure.
Oh, yay.
Okay. Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Okay. Would each of the candidates like to say, let's say, a minute's worth of why you would like to speak? And we'll start with Brian, I guess, since you were nominated first.
So, my name is Brian Forth, and I'm a second-year graduate student in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology. The past year, I was an at-large representative for the DCSA Bone and Joint Group, so yeah, I already know what the job entails. Most of my work this year has been on the communications committee and writing and improving upon the DCSA install and working with the dailies on bringing them to all our meetings, both core meetings and assembly meetings, and try to get a better relationship with the town so other graduate students know what we do and what we decide on.
Rebecca?
My name is Rebecca Harbison. I'm from the astronomy department. I've served as a physical science representative for 2 years now. I have not done as much committee work as I'd like to do with my studies, but hopefully I will have completed my A exam by this over the summer, and we'll have a little bit more time or just better kind of management.
I'm Doug Apper. I'm a first year PhD student in city planning. I actually haven't had a whole lot of experience with this particular body, department that I just got put in the very end of the semester about a month or so ago. So I think I'm here to represent the regional planning. I do have some interest in some of the issues that we've talked about in the few meetings that I've been present at, most notably the KFM committee.
Any more questions from the floor for the candidates? Okay. We're just wondering. No, we're still going to vote. So we have.
Am I correct in assuming that there are three candidates?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So we
have Doug Appler, Rebecca Harbison, and Brian Forrester.
Right. And we can't. We have to do written ballot.
Do we have to do written ballot? I'm looking at Mike. I would like to not do written ballot.
Take the trees.
We need a majority, right?
That's true. We do need a majority. Let's just do written ballot procedurally. Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
they have to.
Can we do that? Can we just have them leave the room and we
motion to acclimate? Means just to vote them all in unless there's any objections, correct?
Second.
Okay, so we vote on them. Any objections?
Then they're all voted in.
Oh, so they're all voted in?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Nighthawk.
Thank you, everybody, for coming, for running. Remember to vote for trustees, and meeting adjourned.
Yay.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.